This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese. Welcome to CEO Forum, and we're here today with Alex Robbio. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And Alex is the co-founder and president of Bellatrix, which is a super fast-growing technology company with a different model, really, than anyone else has. And this, I would call the quintessential American dream story. It's phenomenal. And wait till you hear the challenges overcome with he and his wife of how they started this with their dad. It's an amazing, amazing story, and your brother as well. So why don't you first tell everyone, Alex, what is Bellatrix?
Sure. So Bellatrix is basically a company that, even though it plays in this space of outsourcing, we've differentiated ourselves by providing what we call innovation services by demand. So what we do is basically partner with our clients to help them get great digital products to market more quickly, with better quality, and of course, because we have most of our workforce in Latin America, at a lower cost.
Now, so you're working with major companies like Disney's of the world, and how do you, as a small company, get a client like that? Because we have 600,000 listeners listening in, trying to figure out, how do I get such major clients? And you've a blue list of the perfect companies.
Thank you. I wish there was a secret formula. In reality, the way it happened for us is, initially, we basically got the clients that we got, right? And but we realized very early on what the ideal customer profile was. So we realized that we wanted companies where software wasn't just a side expense, or actually even seen as an expense. We wanted companies that saw software as an asset. You know, that they actually depended on software. And so we started targeting those companies, but it was very hard to get to them. You know, as a small company, at that time we had no presence in the U.S., so we were going directly from Latin America, but the way we got those first, the chance to work with those clients was by going through resellers. So there were companies that already had the approval by the procurement offices of, you know, those larger companies and so on. But that got us the experience. You know, that got us to see how they work, what they look for, what kind of requirements they have, and it elevated our game very quickly. And so we realized, for example, you know, they need certain types of insurance. They need certain types of certifications. And so for a very small company, we actually got all of those very quickly in our history. So, for example, we got ISO 9000 quality standard certifications. We got some of the best insurance you can get in terms of professional liability, which was maybe overkill for a company our size. But then that opened the door so that when we got opportunities in the bigger companies, that we could actually check all the boxes. That's my expression, is you have to check all the boxes. So you learn what they look for, so that when you go through the procurement office, and you can say yes, 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 and then it's only a matter of, you know, can you actually do the work, and that's where your references come in.
And that's a great example of what entrepreneurs should do, is know how to check the boxes.
Exactly.
And how do you get the references early on?
Well, by doing good work, I guess. The truth is that even if it's a small company that they're passionate about the work you've done for them, they will be a great reference, and they will be respected even by a larger player. At the end of the day, decisions are, you know, that's something that I had to learn and kind of reframe my mind. And it's realized that even if it's a billion-dollar company or a Fortune 50, at the end of the day, it's a person making the decision. And person relate, you know, a person relates with the person. So even though the reference might be by a smaller company, if they're super passionate about what you've done and they're willing to, you know, share that experience very strongly, it will still count.
So it all starts with great work. Give me an example of a client you worked with, what the challenge they faced, how you helped them overcome that challenge.
Sure. One of our largest clients is the leading provider of fintech solutions worldwide. So about 1,000 of the U.S. Largest banks are using their technology. About 15,000 globally use their technology. And they were the way we got to them also, which I forgot to mention, is through acquisition. So a lot of our clients are startups that we help build great products for, and then they get acquired. And they get acquired by larger companies, sometimes, you know, Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies. And that means that we're already there. And so if we continue doing a good job, they keep us. And not only that, but it actually grows. So in this particular example, they, you know, we engage with this very cool startup that is doing some mobile banking solutions. They're having challenges scaling up their operations in the Silicon Valley. It's, you know, it's too expensive. They can't find enough people. They've tried the traditional Indian outsourcing model. It didn't work for them because the time difference was a killer. They needed to collaborate. They needed
that. That's a good point, because time difference in Argentina, you have the same time
correct
zone.
Yes. So Latin America has that geographic advantage. You know, we can work.
Not to
clients.
Mention the entrepreneurial spirit.
Sure.
Of people who live there. They want to create new solutions.
And that's what happened with this particular client. They said, we've been able to find great work in other places, but we actually need more innovation, more, you know, creative kind of work. And what they actually said is, I want people that will push back when needed. And we're not getting that from the existing partners. And I knew that that's something we from Latin America could provide. You know, our people are not shy about raising their hand and saying, you know what, that's a great idea.
But there's a better way.
Yeah, but I've done it that way, and it didn't work that well, so here's another idea. And that was kind of new to them. You know, they were used to having to throw very detailed requirements over the fence and then, you know, not getting any feedback, and then maybe what they were getting wasn't exactly what they expected, and so, you know, wasting a lot of time and resources. And when you're ramping up a company, that's a killer. You know, if your product is delayed because you're going in the wrong direction, that's a killer.
So, I cut you off on your story. So
yeah.
Finish your story.
So you know, this is a great example. We helped them. We collaborated. They came to market. They actually started causing a lot of pain to their biggest competitor, and they got acquired. And you know, so that was that's really the feather on our hat, is that we helped the startup succeed, create a great product that is used by hundreds and thousands of banks, cause some pain to a larger competitor, a great acquisition happens, and then, you know, we stayed involved. So, you know, when something like that happens, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of your listeners are probably smaller companies, and when their clients get acquired, it's a tough time, because what happens is that you all of a sudden you were used to dealing with the CEO or, you know, even the owner, the founder, and then, you know, the bigger player comes and you have like 10 layers on top of the organization that we're used to working with.
But that's sort of your expertise.
And that's, we were able to work through that, and that's happened a number of times. You know, we have another client in the digital advertising space, same story. Engage, help them create a great product, great acquisition, and we're still there.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Alex Robbio, the co-founder and president of Bellatrix. We have 2 minutes before break. I want to ask you, I know you have 600 people. You built this incredible culture you're passionate about. You do like 3 times as much training as anyone else. Give a snapshot of what's different about your culture.
Sure. Well, I think what's interesting is that we had a lot of difficulties scaling up our venture. So we started in this very small city in Argentina, early 2002, and talent, you know, we had great schools, but we didn't have experienced people. So we realized that we had to recruit for potential and train for the technical knowledge. And so very early on, we created a group of people dedicated to providing, you know, great professional development. So what I'm proud of is that, you know, most companies put all of their effort in the recruitment, and in our case, we put most of our effort in the development. So we want to create incredible opportunities for professional development. And like, you're right, we provide over 120 hours of corporate training in the company. And those are classroom hours. You know?
What do you train people?
It runs the gamut, really. It's from soft skills, whether it's leadership, mm-hmm. Whether it's program management, agile project management, to very technical topics. You know, the latest technologies, whether it's, you know, artificial intelligence, big data, and so on. So it runs the gamut, really.
That sounds really interesting. And everyone listening in, remember, check all the boxes. That's how you do business with the Fortune 50. You make sure you're there every time. When we come back, we're going to speak with Alex about what is an incredible story of starting this from nothing to build this company with 600 people, adding great value to companies. Back in
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Alex Robbio, who is the co-founder and president of Bellatrix, a company super fast growing with 600 employees. They have a unique model. They outsource technology. They create innovation, and because they're in Argentina, it's the same time zone, as well as a very entrepreneurial spirit that you're bringing in. What is the website of the company?
It's BellatrixSoftware.com.
B-E-L-A-T-R-I-X Software.com. Okay, and just one sentence, if someone is looking for you, what does Bellatrix do? If they weren't listening the first half of the interview, they just tuned in.
Well, what we provide is incredible digital experiences for our customers. So we partner with customers and help them create incredible digital experiences.
So now let's start off. You're 20 years old. You already have a child, married to a wonderful woman. Talk about the challenges you have that built you to come to America to build this company that had superior value.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's an unlikely story, really, because I was a computer geek growing up. So my dad is an engineer, he taught me the basics of computers. So I was very much into it. I was like a little engineer when I was a teenager. But then I decided to go into psychology. And, you know, against my dad's wishes, he wasn't too happy. So I graduate with a, you know, young kid, very young family. Couldn't find a job as a psychologist working. I wanted to be in HR and so on, and couldn't find a job. So started my own company in Argentina, small software company, startup. Didn't work, so it was a little bit of a disappointment. Then went to work in sales for another software company, and you know, I was doing well. I liked that job. I was doing okay. But then I saw the economy not going that well. That's the beauty of being in sales, is you can kind of see the economic trends happening. And so I remember chatting with my wife and saying, you know, it's getting harder and harder. You know, the sales are not closing. I'm being pushed back. And also I had a very old car that was leaving me stranded. One of our clients were wineries. So I had to drive all the way out of town, and my car would, you know, wouldn't work at night and things like that. So I said, you know,
this doesn't sound like a good start.
I know. And so I get a personal loan to buy a new car, and I tell my wife, you know, I got this loan. I put the money in the bank account. Tomorrow or the day after, we're gonna go and see if we can get a car. And what she did is actually she took that money and bought plane tickets so that we would move to the U.S.
Everyone needs a Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What were you thinking when she did that?
It was scary. And we complement each other quite well because I'm, even though, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and so on, when it comes to my family, I'm very risk averse. So I want them to have a very stable life, you know, not have any needs and so on. So I knew it was a huge risk. But she's always the one that, you know, pushes me a little bit to get a little bit in outside of my comfort zone, and then I stabilize it again.
Well, it's
she pushes
what's
me again.
Calculated risk,
exactly,
not just pure risk,
exactly. And so, anyway, so a month later, we're moving to the U.S. What I did is I line up an interview for to work.
And at that
Oracle.
Point, you had how many children?
Oh, just one. So we were about 24 or so, mm-hmm. 25. I had a 5-year-old, and so we moved, no contacts, no money, and you know, started doing odd jobs to put food on the
like
table.
Like what kind of odd jobs?
So I even cleaned a supermarket. My wife worked at restaurants. Then I got a job at a call center, and I felt, wow, I've done it.
You know? You've arrived. You have a real job.
No, I have an office. You know, yeah. I can sit down and do work. But the great thing about that job is that we had a lot of downtime. So what I did is I realized that I wasn't going to get a job in sales because I had a very strong accent. So I said, I have to find another way. So that's when I realized I had something of value, which was my technical knowledge from, you know, being a computer geek. So I went back to my books, read up, studied up, and started interviewing for developer jobs. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to go back to being an entrepreneur. My brother and I started companies when we were very young. The three of us with my dad had started other companies, so we were very entrepreneurial. So I've always wanted to go back to that. But I knew that I needed support, I needed money, so I said, okay, just have to find a job and then we'll see what happens. So I find this job, become a developer. I do okay, you know, I was pretty good at it. It's kind of second nature to me. And this company gets a really big project that they just couldn't find enough people for. And so I said, you know what, I've had this project with my dad and my brother. We have this small company in Argentina. We were doing some work in Argentina, some engineering work. And I said, I know a lot of people in this space. What if we help you? And I convinced them to fly down to Argentina, and that's how we got started. So I was the first client as well, and we grew from there very organically, never took any outside capital.
So you bootstrapped, even to the point, I mean, you've told me your dad was actually building the desk with his hands,
correct.
Right?
Yeah,
whatever it took.
So we actually loaned, when we had the first client visits, we would get plants from our family members, so we would decorate the office because it was so bland, you know, that it looked so bad. My dad built the first desks. You know, my brother was doing the same, and we actually joke. It got to the point where we didn't have money for the first computers, so we convinced our first developers to bring their computers. So we joke, and we actually invented the idea of bring your own device.
Bring your own device, which is amazing because you had no money for it, but you made them feel like, oh, it's your device. It's special.
Yep, and it worked. And so, you know, of course, then we got our own computers and so on, but that's how we were able to, you know, get past that initial challenge, which is to get started, you know.
You have 2 minutes left. What does Carolina say now about the business?
You know, it's interesting because she's super supportive, but she's always, you know, she's still doing the same thing. She's always like pushing me a little bit and helping me, you know, achieve bigger things.
So what is on the horizon for you?
Well, what is on the horizon? We're super excited. We're growing fast. We've opened delivery centers in Lima, Peru. We've opened delivery centers in Bogota, and those are all going great. We've expanded. We have offices in the Silicon Valley, so that's going to grow. We're hoping to hire anywhere from 50 to 60 employees in a very short period up here in the U.S. We're going to open offices here in New York. So our goal is to be nearing anywhere from 80 to 100 million by 2020. So that's a goal.
That's very exciting. From startup, the website again.
Bellatrixsoftware.com.
And if you had a sentence or two of advice to entrepreneurs, what would that be?
You know, what we realize as a small company, and in particular as a family business, is that you have to treat it as if it was a public company. What do I mean by that? I mean being more formal than you really need to be, in the sense of having board meetings, documenting those board meetings, creating a board of advisors, you know, finding people that are willing to help you, that have done it before, that have run actually bigger companies, auditing your books. So, you know, we're, for the company our size, we're spending a lot of money, you know, paying PwC to audit our books, you know, but that makes sense. It helps you, gives you peace of mind, and it makes you know that what you're building is real and solid.
A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure for me as well. Thank you.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Bertrand Schmidt. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
And Bertrand is the co-founder and CEO of App Annie, which is, it's probably the fastest growing mobile app data company in the world, and it's going in a lot of interesting territory. So first, explain to me, what are you doing? What is mobile app data?
So what do we do? It's to provide to multiple companies and businesses a better view of what's happening in the app industry in order to help them run a better business through apps. And what we have seen is that every consumer-facing business is going into apps because that's what consumers use every day. I would say 2 hours plus a day, actually, for most users.
How about the B2B businesses? Are they going into apps or not so much?
They are definitely going, but in terms of focusing on understanding the market, we believe the opportunity for us is bigger on the consumer side than the corporate side. So we have some corporate clients, obviously, but definitely a focus on more consumer-centric businesses.
And really talk through, what is... You've obviously grown extraordinarily fast, growth of like 5,000% over several year period. What really is the value and the insights that you're providing, like, to these major clients like IBM's of the world?
Yeah, in terms of insights, it goes from the strategic, where should I go, where should I invest, which market should I try to penetrate, which type of app should I build, to the more tactical, from how do I improve my user acquisition, how do I improve user engagement, and ultimately monetization. That type of question will answer.
So talk through the state of apps in the world. About how many apps are there, how quickly are they growing, what year did apps first come out, just so everyone gets all on the same playing field.
Sure. So the first iPhone came about actually nearly 10 years ago. We're going to celebrate that soon. The first iPhone didn't come with an App Store. It was in 2008, after a year. So I would say the app age really started 2008, 9 years ago, and then it was followed very quickly by Google and their Android platform coming with an App Store, and then we have PC, Mac, now you have apps on your TV, so this has started to grow pretty quickly. Today, in terms of market, what we estimate is that around $1.1 trillion are happening in terms of e-commerce advertising.
E-commerce, $1.1 trillion.
Of total spend going through apps.
Through apps.
Worldwide.
So that's about almost 2% of the whole global economy.
That's huge. And actually, we predict that to go to $6 trillion by 2021.
And where are most of the apps growing? Where's the growth happening?
So the growth has been very global. I mean, what is clear is that today, 95% of the 10 to 70-year-old has a smartphone and is using apps in developed economies. Now, where we see the growth in terms of new users is in developing markets. So developing markets, it's China, it's India, it's Indonesia, it's Brazil, it's all of these markets in terms of users. In terms of time spent, many markets like the US are growing pretty fast. Today, the average American smartphone user is spending 2 hours, 15 minutes every day using apps, from your Facebook feed to your YouTube to sending messages, all of this. We see some developed markets where it's already 3 hours. 3 hours in Korea, for instance. So we see that growth as well in terms of time spent happening.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bertrand Schmidt, who is the co-founder and CEO of App Annie, which is one of the fastest growing, perhaps the fastest growing, leader in app, mobile app data. So let's talk about CEOs. We have a lot of CEOs listening in, a couple of 100,000, and what they all want to know is, how can I grow my business? So the question I really have to you is, well, of course, for the CIO, it makes a lot of sense. For the head of IT, it makes a lot of sense to be focused on apps. Why the CEO?
That's a great question. Interestingly for us, when we talk about apps, when we think about app market and what it means, we actually only talk with the business side of the house. We actually don't talk much with head of IT or engineering. We talk with the CEOs, the CFOs, the head of strategy, the CMOs. And why do we talk with all these guys? Is that the most successful consumer-centric companies these days are reinventing their business model around apps. So it's not just apps as one additional marketing channel. It's apps that you reinvent through them the full consumer journey, from discovering your service to distributing your services to ultimately selling and then supporting your services. When you have this app that is always into your consumer pocket, available any minute, that can be very game-changing. One example, when was the last time that you would have ordered a Starbucks coffee from your laptop? You would never have considered doing it. With your app, 10% of Starbucks users are actually ordering or paying for coffee using their
10%
app.
Of Starbucks are doing that through apps?
I bet they save the time, too.
And they save the time in getting the user in line, in preparing the coffee in advance, not having to do additional advertising to bring them back because they can directly communicate to their consumers through the app.
So you're advising companies what types of apps they should grow, what are the available markets, how they're doing, what the data is coming from?
Exactly, and we help them better position themselves versus their direct competitive environment, as well as the overall industry and where it's going.
What's an example of a company that you're working with? You work with the CEO, and they had some sort of challenge, and you said, well, let's talk about where the opportunities are in apps.
I mean, if you take in terms of companies we talk to, and before talking to the CEO, what's interesting is that we often end up talking to their investors. Appany Services, we sell them to venture capitalists, to hedge funds, to long funds. So I've met over time many CFOs and CEOs who tell me that how much they are being drilled by the street based on our data, because they have visibility on what they are doing but also how they are doing versus other competitors. So the angle is not just from a consumer centric view but also from an investor centric view. How are you positioned in the market? So with CEOs, we have that full picture from the market, Wall Street, investors, as well as internally, how do I transform my business to take advantage of this opportunity? It's not just an additional cost, it's a real business opportunity to be more efficient. And obviously, if you don't do it, somebody else in your industry will probably move.
What's an example of a company you've worked with where they did that?
I mean, take McDonald's. McDonald's...
Is that a company, your company, yeah. App Annie, worked with McDonald's?
Yeah, we
in
work...
In Chicago.
Yes, we work with them. And obviously, they have grown. The more they have put an investment, and now what they have done, and for me, it's always very impressive, it's how you can do mostly everything from their app. You can order a burger with your app. The app will detect and know where you are. They will start preparing your burger so that it's hot enough when you arrive at the store. And then you can come directly pick it up. You don't waste time being in the line. So basically, to push you to come back, they will send you a message to remember you the opportunity to come back, give you coupons or credit. So when you think about it, you change your cost structure. You need less people to manage your clients, to take orders. You need less advertising, expensive advertising on TV to bring people back. Now you can communicate for free through the app. And ultimately, the customer has a better experience. He's not waiting in line, and he has something warm ready for him.
Okay, I want to ask you, Bertrand, though. Can it get on the border of being creepy? Like, I am here, and Brooks Brothers has an app, and they see that I'm walking by Brooks Brothers, and all of a sudden something pops up. They're having a sale on a tie I like. Now, to me, it's borderline a little bit creepy that they have too much information. But everyone really has this information, right?
No, I would not say everyone. Usually, if they have this information, it's because you will have installed the app. It's because you will have agreed to their term of service and being contacted. And trust me, these guys are all getting smarter by the day. So that means that they will not push too much the intrusion. So you won't get this message all over again and again. At the same time, they will try to make sure there is some real benefit for you. So everyone is finding the balance, and I think the industry is pretty good at that. At least the winners will be pretty good at that.
After the break, we're going to talk more about where the future is going. But I just want to ask, everyone is talking about AI, artificial intelligence. What's your take on where artificial intelligence is going in terms of the app world?
I believe AI is big. AI is made of very different technologies. Ourselves, we use some of it, like machine learning. AI is already happening in many from in the background for many services you are using. It was not called AI per se, but yeah, from my perspective, it's big, but maybe not as visible directly in every case.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. When we come back, speaking with Bertrand Schmidt. Pardon me. It's exciting because we're going to hear the inside story of how you grew your company so quickly. Back in a few.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than sulfamethyl. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we are here today with Bertrand. Boy, am I having a tough time with it. Let me get that accent. Bertrand Schmidt.
Exactly.
How was that?
Perfect.
Now you say Robert.
Robert.
And now I'm feeling good. And part of that, I'm saying, is because you are French, but you moved to China. You started the company not really speaking Chinese, and the company is one of the fastest growing companies in the world, in the technology world, and the leader in mobile app data. Talk about your original vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and now we are headquartered in San Francisco. My I've been in mobile, believe it or not, for close to 25 years. It was mobile before PDAs. It was, at the time, we would call that calculators, programmable calculators. And I've always been excited about having this small computer in my pocket that I can connect with, use, input stuff, get stuff in results, be nearly always on. So I've seen this transition over the years, and I got very excited when I saw Apple launching their second iPhone. It was the iPhone 3, because suddenly you had this magical device, as it was called, but it was really solving one big issue, the availability of apps, in a brand new way that no one else thought about at the time. And the way you discover, distribute, and monetize content, for me, was going to change nearly forever. And that would change. That change was happening on top of the fastest growing tech revolution ever, the smartphone. And that got me very excited to say, you know what, it's the right time for me to start a business focused on apps, focused on smartphones. And my take was, This is going to be a very global revolution very quickly. Feature phones were all over the world already, and for me, I saw pretty clearly that smartphones were going to replace and erase feature phones in the coming 5, 7, 10 years, not sure, but that was going to happen. And that was the initial vision for the business, and the vision to also help companies better understand what's happening, what's going on from a business perspective. There's a lot of companies who like to do data for engineers, for tech ops people, for their kind of people. I am a mix of business mind and engineering mind, and I was excited to find through engineering solutions that help solve business problems.
So you obviously, I'm guessing you face challenges, maybe not, but talk through what the biggest challenge that you face in growing the business to where it has such astronomical growth today. You've over 450 people, 15 countries.
Yeah, I would say 2014 was probably when we faced some of our biggest challenge. That year, we grew very fast, from 100 plus people ending the year to close to 300 people. That was a very fast year of growth, and also we made our first acquisition, adding 50 people to an acquisition. And suddenly, we moved from 2-3 offices to 8 offices, and people would just join us either through acquisition or the majority of the business not having been with us for even 6 months. So from that perspective, it was tough. That forced us to clarify, redefine, and communicate our culture. I think that was the biggest part, making sure everybody think in relatively similar ways about who we are, how we operate, how we work, and making sure that everything we do is scaling to this distributed environment, having product managers in the US, data scientists in the US, having engineers in Holland and in Beijing. Suddenly that was a lot of challenge, and that happened nearly overnight for a lot of us.
How did you overcome it? What did you learn from that?
So what I learned was the importance of standardizing and communicating around our culture, process, values, organization overall, and to try to smooth out as much as we could all the communication around the business, from implementing proper video communications at scale all over the place to messaging system, chat systems, and invest a lot more on that level, because once people are on multiple time zones far away, you need to make sure they keep in good contact. And I'm not saying it's replacing face to face. We make sure our teams travel enough to see each other, but in the meantime, you need that constant communication in good shape. So big investment there.
So how would you say, if you had to sum up your entire leadership philosophy, because it's completely changed since 2014 from what you've explained, what is at the core of your belief personally about what makes for an effective leader?
So I would say I have a few beliefs. First, I'm a data and analytical person, so I like to analyze facts, I like to understand, and I like to make rational decisions, and I like my teams to work
in everything in life. Everything
in
life.
A lot of things.
You like rational decisions, and you like the data. And you.
I try as much as I can, and once in a while, maybe you go wider, I don't know, but I try. Another piece is balancing the tactical and the strategic, the short term and the long term. I don't believe you have any successful business who doesn't manage to do both. And at some level of management, you need to have both qualities. You cannot give me the excuse you are just going strategic, nothing happened in the meantime, you are just going tactical, but ultimately you don't know the long run.
Always use both. What is the biggest technology change, the biggest breakthrough over the past 12 months? And you only have 2 minutes left.
Okay. In terms of breakthrough, again, AI is more visible, but that's, for me, a breakthrough that happened a few years ago. It's been in the build-up for
you
a long
Bitcoin?
Time.
You think Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a very interesting piece of technology. Same thing. It has been there for a few years. It's developing itself. I'm still considering what it really means.
Virtual reality?
Virtual reality, I'm personally a big fan, but the scale is still very small. Last year, you could argue, many VR platforms launched to great success.
So IoT?
IoT is getting bigger by the day. Ultimately, what I like with IoT is that all of this stay in control thanks to my smartphone.
Okay. Question. One word, the key to customer service. You're dealing with companies like McDonald's. Just what's the one word?
So we made a lot of effort at Appany actually to become more and more what we call customer-centric. So trying to think from the customer perspective, how is connecting with us, working with us, and try to adjust our business based on that. At Core, we have always been a product-centric company, and we believe in the combination of both sides, product-centric, customer-centric, when you run a business.
Okay. You've 30 seconds left. The future of Appany.
Getting bigger, providing more data, providing a bigger platform, more tools to crunch the data, to get from data to insights as fast as possible.
Well, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate that.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.